This is Twit.
In looking at different online communities that talk about Thread and that talk about home automation in general, there does seem to be kind of a delineation between HomeKit over Thread and Thread and what those two kind of mean. So I guess what I'm curious about is if there's kind of more of a requirement in order to offer HomeKit products that use Thread for communication versus products that use Thread with just like another Thread border router. Kind of what is, basically, can you define HomeKit over Thread versus just Thread in general?
That is actually a really great question, because that really gets to the bottom of what's currently happening here. So generally on the Thread side of things, there is no difference between a HomeKit over Thread accessory and another Thread accessory. Thread really isn't, it's sort of new, but it has been around for a while. As some of you may know, products like Google Nest products have been using Thread for quite some time. Eero routers have Thread functionality built in that you can toggle on and off and can't really do much anything else with that at the moment. But if you are a developer, you can. So the backbone, the whole Thread thing has been around. And what happened now is that Apple embraced it, and not only like in a small way, they embraced it really in a big way. So of course there is a difference to a HomeKit over Thread accessory now, because the difference is it's a HomeKit accessory with everything that makes HomeKit awesome. The whole Apple reviewing the accessory, making sure it works, certifying the accessory, all of that, that makes it a HomeKit accessory. And that sort of makes that process different. But that also leads to some differences on the Thread side of things, because Thread is just a communication technology ultimately. So if you compare it to Bluetooth, for example, nobody expects that a Bluetooth speaker works with a Bluetooth light bulb and like communicates in any way without having some entity making them talk to each other. So that is true for Thread as well. To make the accessories know that the other accessory exists in the network, somebody has to authenticate them, put them on the network, give them credentials, all of that technical stuff, and then they can form a combined net mesh and be more awesome together. So that is why HomeKit over Thread currently is sort of a separate thing, because there's no way the HomePod Mini could talk to a Google Nest device and sort of integrate that. That is just not standardized yet. So that's why currently it's a separate thing, even though many products may use that same technology.
So the Thread technology inside of the HomePod Mini currently just communicates with HomeKit devices that support Thread, correct?
Correct.
Okay.